This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth here with you from 9 to noon Eastern on the BetQL Network. Listen to the show on the Odyssey app. Watch the show on twitch.tv/BetQL and follow us on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Joining us on the program today, Ben Upton will preview the Super Regionals of the College World Series. That begins Friday. And Jason Logan from Covers will help go through all of his favorite plays for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And speaking of, Game 3 is tonight. The series shifts to Miami, tied at one game apiece. We will hit all of our favorite. Wound up losing outright. The A's destroyed the Pirates 11-2. The Dodgers blow a 5-run lead and lose the game. It's the first time in a couple of years that they had that big of a lead and wound up losing outright. Ellie De La Cruz made his debut in Major League Baseball. We will talk about the Rookie of the Year market later in the festivities. The Yankees wound up losing to the White Sox, and there may be some more news why it might be time to fade the Bronx Bombers. But Joe, of all these upsets, which one stands out to you the most?
I'm just still laughing at the promotional tweet for the show today. Whoever decided to use a John Tesh GIF of him with his band, because the NBA returns tonight. That's going to be very exciting. But it's the Athletics.
It may have been Paul. Right?
I know it was Paul. I mean, that's his sense of humor, right? A little John Tesh action for everybody. That is a fantastic YouTube clip that has millions and millions of views if you have not seen it.
Catering to the younger demographic, yes.
The NBA on NBC theme, undefeated still here in 2023. It's got to be the Athletics. There's no question. I saw plus 244. As high as that on the money line. I believe that's the biggest outright dog of the season. And to do it in 11-2 fashion. Yesterday, we were talking to one of the top traders over at BetMGM about how people are betting against the Athletics, how they're becoming creative and run line, 2.5, 3.5. They're laying whatever kind of alt numbers that they could find. And the thing is, yesterday you needed to do an alt line in the other direction. what do you get with the Athletics minus 8.5? But that certainly had to be it, and not what they were expecting from Keller yesterday.
Yeah, if you were just blind betting the A's opponents, you are in for a rude awakening. Have lost some units. Yikes. Coming back down to earth, Mitch Keller for the Pirates. I think he's supposed to be their ace. He gave up 5 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings. Just crazy looking at that final score. You would have thought it was the other team that scored 11 runs, but nope, it was the A's.
Ah, the good old A's. Yes, always reliable to lose except against the Pirates. And when you're, say, picking teams going up against the A's in Survivor, then sometimes that strategy doesn't always work out. And so there is that. Let's talk about the Yankees for a little bit. Everything's fine. No big deal. Yes. Aaron Judge on the 10-day injured list with a toe injury. That's adding to Nestor Cortes already heading to the list as well, Joe. This is really important because, as we've seen from Yankees hitting, when they don't have their full complement of sluggers, they get a little anemic. And Aaron Judge obviously is the biggest name and the biggest bat in that lineup. And so to lose him for any period of time, that's got to be a blow, especially in such a jam-packed, talented American League East, right?
The depth to that lineup and obviously the biggest home run hitter. And then after him, Rizzo has some pop still, certainly with that short porch. But after that, it's like you're kind of searching for it a little bit. He, of course, he carries everything. I'm just having terrible flashbacks of me sitting here day after day in the summer like, well, yeah, he's the MVP as long as he stays healthy, because we don't see Aaron Judge stay healthy. Well, he did last year, and that's why he won the award and set all sorts of ridiculous numbers. But, yeah, I mean, that's – they have, for the most part, a top-heavy lineup, and that's why we've taken note every time an injury pops up here or there with the Yankees. Now, they've been just fine this year. It's a different conversation when you're talking about Aaron Judge. This one is short-term compared to some of the long-term ones that we're going to be addressing, but it's obviously concern, and it changes the look of everything with that offense.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about this, and I do think we should bring on our resident toe injury expert, because I think we can all agree Aaron Judge is a large man. He runs into a wall and hurts his toe, and he's on the 10-day IL, Paul. Are you disappointed in this?
Yo, it's legit. Toe injuries are no joke. I've become a...
So I can't call him fragile for this.
Is it big toe? I didn't see. Because if it's big toe, that's a real thing. Like turf toe, I'll be fading guys with turf toe all season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All season?
See, I'm glad we have you. You had to take one for the team to help our handicapping here.
Right. You're a resident medical professional.
Yes.
Like the toe basically drags on the ground for turf toe. Like you have no bounce off of it. It's just like kind of dragging on the ground. It's the best way I can describe it.
It also feels important to say that this is the second time Judge is on the IL, and it's June 7th. Like, what are the odds this continues to just pile up throughout the season?
Well, and this was someone...
You did this last year.
We succumb to recency bias a lot, and I think we forget that despite Aaron Judge's phenomenal 2022 MVP campaign, he was also really healthy. And he hasn't always been that way. That was the whole reason why the contract in the offseason was enjoying a hangup, so to speak, was because the health was the biggest concern for Aaron Judge. It wasn't that he couldn't hit 60 home runs again. He may very well could, but he's got to be healthy enough to be able to do such things. And we're only in early June. That should be a major red flag as far as MVP consideration, home run consideration, anything as far as the futures markets involving Aaron Judge. This should be a major cause for concern, because injuries tend to regress to the mean or deal with a positive regression to the mean in some way, shape, or form. So the fact that he's having a down year as far as his health is concerned perhaps shouldn't be surprising. In fact, it should be expected given what he did prior to 2022, Joe.
Yeah, no question. We talked about that going into the year. You expect to get him for the full 162 or whatever, 155, whatever you're hoping for. Good luck. History tells us that that's not going to happen again. And thus far, it has not happened. We were very careful about small sample sizes. But if it makes sense, we should pay attention when you look at his value anytime he's in the lineup versus when he isn't. This year, when he's in the lineup, they're 30-19, and they're scoring 5 runs per game. This year, when Judge is out, they're 6-7, scoring 3.5 runs per game. That makes sense. It's not just when he's in the box. He affects everything else in that lineup. And which guys are you make sure that you're pitching around if you're an opponent of the Yankees? Like, you're not as concerned. You can get through that heart of that lineup.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah,
this is, I mean, one of those situations. Sorry, I'm like, I'll still be fading Lance Lynn today against this lineup, is just what I wanted to say.
Fair enough.
We appreciate it. Yeah, I get
bigger
it.
Bigger fish to fry, so to speak. Like, yes, this is a hit, but not nearly as a hit as Lance Lynn is going up against the Yankees. But yes, there is that. We will go over today's MLB card later in the show, but let's move on now to the massive news that broke during BetQL Daily yesterday, and that involved the PGA Tour and LIV Golf merging. PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan did speak to the media pertaining to this merger and also mentioned that he did have a meeting with players pertaining to how this went down and how this will evolve going forward. Still a lot of details left to be announced and perhaps even discerned. But it is important to note that even Monahan expressed that the meeting that he had with players did get a
was contentious. There were many moments where certain players were calling for new leadership of the PGA Tour and even got a couple standing ovations. I think the most powerful moment was when a player quoted Commissioner Monahan from the 3M in Minnesota last year when he said, as long as I'm commissioner of the PGA Tour, no player that took LIV money will ever play the PGA Tour again.
So, you know, now that we've had about 24 hours to digest this news, Joe, have your feelings changed about this at all? Has the outrage gotten worse? How are you feeling right now?
Yeah. In the heat of the moment, my gut reaction was I was just thinking about the golf and not going back to all the comments and all the people that have been impacted. And I talked a little bit about the players that stuck with the PGA Tour and literally turned down billions of dollars. And what are they going to get in the end? Well, the guys that took the blood money win. That's what happens in the end. And what I also didn't consider as the news broke on the show is we're still lacking clarity 24 hours on a lot of things. And my assumption is because I've watched it my entire life and the LIV was looked at as a joke, if you could even find it on television, was the rules, the kind of golf that we would see. And my assumption is, well, we're going to go back to normal golf. I don't know that's the case. It's a merger. Where does the power lie? Are things going to change? I don't know. I thought we would have more clues on what's going to happen. Now, some of the feelings that you got out of that Monahan meeting, and wow, some of the power players that apparently with LIV that did not know, that have been a part of this, that had no clue this was going on for like the last 7 weeks. Like Phil Mickelson was dropping some clues. So apparently he's in the know, but Greg Norman apparently didn't know unless he's just playing dumb. There's a lot to be uncovered moving forward. And actually 24 hours later, Ed, I feel worse when you think back to everything that's gone on over the last 2 years and everything that Monahan said and the people that have been impacted and those that were staying strong and saying, yeah, I don't need the money. I don't need to work less. I care about the PGA Tour, and those players get screwed in the end, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I've been the biggest pro-Liv person on the show, but this just is cringe. You know, it's awful for the guys that wanted to, you know, stay loyal to the PGA Tour. They passed on all that. Feels like Monahan and the PGA sold out, and they were criticizing the guys who went to Liv for doing the same thing that they just ended up doing. It just feels gross. It kind of tarnishes the, you know, prestige of the PGA Tour. It just, I mean, it's almost like taking steroids in baseball, I guess, is a comp for me. It just makes it feel kind of dirty. I mean, obviously, I'm happy for the Liv guys. They win in the end, but it just...
I'm not.
I feel terrible. I feel terrible for the PGA guys who passed on that.
Yeah, I can't feel happy for the Liv guys. I mean, Ed, they didn't have to do this. That's the thing. It wasn't going anywhere. People couldn't watch it. I don't think there was such a demand. I must see my Liv players from week to week. It wasn't going anywhere. Maybe it would have kept going because they have the money to back it. But you were still seeing if your favorite player is on the Liv Tour, you were still seeing them in the majors anyways. And they've sent the message that they don't want to work that much. They don't want to play as much golf. So I don't know that they're going to be on the tour week to week anyways, if it's called the tour.
I would push back on this one idea, and we should make some more time for this during the show because I have some other thoughts. No. But I would push back on the idea that viewership is the one thing that matters in terms of the grand scheme of things. I think Liv Golf had other resources and assets that could have very well kept them in this fight above and beyond just TV ratings. We'll find some time to get back into this because I have some other thoughts. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. We'll talk about all the ways we're betting on it right here on the BetQL Network.